You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Thank you for tuning in. I have a jam-packed show today. Happy October, happy fall. This weekend has been really great. We had a lot of stuff going on with the media company that I run. We did the Fuck Cancer charity in Santa Monica, and I want to thank so many people. Thank you so much to Michael Solberg Family Wines for being the official wine supply. My branch of that is the wine caterers, so we did that together. There was a lot of money raised. I think they raised a couple $1 million from this event to help people with cancer treatment, detection, early detection, prevention, all of the things that you would need. So thank you so much to Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah over there. Also a big shout out to some of the other brands, Pop Art Snacks. I mean, it's perfect for a Hollywood event. Look at this. Look at how this looks. I love this brand. Tasty, gluten-free, healthy. Thank you so much for your generous donation to the swag bags. And of course, Kara Kit. Shout out to Kelly at Kara Kit. I mean, if you're going to fuck cancer, you have to have a Kara Kit. And you guys saw that whole thing from the previous episode. So thank you so much for that. And we are keeping it moving. We're looking at November 5th, which will be Casa LA. It's for court-appointed youth, and it's a wine and art event. So we'll be pouring wine and hoping people will bid on art to help youth that need it. What else? Oh, I want to say a special thank you to my friend Patrick Brennan. He came out from Chicago and helped with the Fuck Cancer event. So it's been really good to see, you know, people come together and do what's right. And, you know, I have a couple friends that are winning against cancer. So, you know, more than ever, it's something that hits home, even though, you know, my grandfather, of course, had it, if you know. I don't know. Was I doing the show back then? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, he had bone cancer. And so, you know, it affects everybody in some way or another. I'm trying to get my mic to work with me today. You guys, I'm a little tired today. And I'm leaving on a red eye tonight to go to Chicago to shoot some new projects. So I am working, but it's good. We've got a lot of people today on the show. A lot of interesting different genres. I actually had someone booked for 4 o'clock. I'm not sure if they're going to make it, but we have a full house after that. If you're not following us on Instagram, give us a follow. We would love to have you at The Startup with Monique Leray on Instagram, Twitter, you know, all of the four horsemen of the main outlets. Our media page is at Cap Aquarius Media. And my personal is at Monique Leray Stinson on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. All right, so it's the last quarter of the year. I want to just let you know that, you know, you can have quality and great taste with Michael Solberg Family Wines. So you can order that for the holidays, just in time. Go to michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. Leah Solberg is the daughter of Michael Solberg, and she is in charge of the company now after Michael has left us. But she always says that the wine pairs well with the glass. So you don't need to be pressured about, you know, a high price point or what it pairs well with, because you can just put it in the glass and it really does taste amazing. Consistent taste. And she's got four varietals, Cab Sauv, Chardonnay, Merlot, and Rosé. I think she just was sharing with us on the last show that she will get back into the production of rosé, but because of the fires the last couple of years, that smoky barbecue flavor was not going well with their grapes. So it's harvest season. Happy harvest. I really want to get to a vineyard and enjoy that time of year. I love the pumpkins. I love the harvest. I think harvest started early, as Leah was saying. I think it started at the end of August for a lot of winemakers here in California and this side. So that is the update on the wine. Let's see. We have the drag brunch next Sunday, October 9th, with Matt Sarafa from Bravo TV. And that's going to be exciting. Okay, so we have Jonathan a little early today. Hi, Jonathan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna have my producer, Sam, give a full screen to Jonathan. I'm gonna go grab your book, and I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the viewers and listeners.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. My name is Jonathan Webb, and I am KI's Director of Workplace Strategy. I'm based out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And KI is a contract office furniture manufacturer. So we work to place our furniture in businesses and tech companies and insurance companies, and schools and hospitals all over the country. So we're in the middle of workplace. We're in the middle of trying to make sure that the workplace is the best place that people and employees can go, especially as they begin to come back to the office after what's been a few very long years for a lot of us.
It's so true, Jonathan, and I love that you're addressing this topic because as we kind of reassess and downsize and shift and maneuver, we need some guidance. I think overall everybody needs a little guidance, and if you've definitely been able to master something here to help people, re-enter in an organized fashion, please let's hear about it. And how did you become, good at what you're doing?
Yeah, well, a lot of time. I've been in this role at KI for about 11 years now. My background is actually in product design and development. So I've worked on the design side of product development for a number of years as well. So, in this role, one of the things that we wanted to have at KI was a resource that our customers could go to and learn best practices from other companies across the country. So, quite frankly, I'm really blessed. I get to talk to clients every single day, kind of figure out, what are the issues that they're trying to address in workplace, and then what are some of the trends that come out of those issues in workplace. And, today's a very exciting time in the world of workplace, and so I'm here for it.
I love that. Okay, so let's break this down in case some of my listeners and viewers aren't familiar with KI, not familiar with the workplace structure, if you will. A lot of our guests and entrepreneurs on the show are startup, right? So they're at
Yeah.
home doing their thing, and they're making dinner in the kitchen, and they've got a little section of the house that's their workspace. So
Yeah.
when you're ready to grow and become a medium-sized business or delegate it out and get a location, this is something your features and what you do is probably something people would look for. Could you tell us a little bit more? Just treat us like we're new and break it down for us.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, startups and new companies are trying to figure out ways to attract and retain talent. And that's really at the heart of what so many companies are trying to do today, is trying to figure out what within the office space is going to make the look, the feel, the type of work, approachable by workers, especially younger workers coming into the office. So, we've got a host of strategies that we talk to our clients about. One of my favorite things to do is actually take some of our clients back to college. Because if you were going to hire a Gen Z worker, to me, based on some of the research that I've done, it might make sense to spend some time figuring out what the last 4 to 6 years of those individuals' lives were on a college campus, right? I mean, we're talking about the original distributed workforce here. They don't have their own office per se. They might have their favorite place that they like to go to. So, we spend time walking through and observing the different work styles on college campuses. Oftentimes, these are at campuses where they might be recruiting younger workers as well. And we take a look at, how are they working among and with the technology that they have with them, multiple devices. What does it look like when they're looking to collaborate and engage with other people? What does it look like when, they're trying to share information in person and with people that aren't there on a screen. So yeah, we spend, boy, I tell you what, if you want to learn as a startup, you know, what a cool office space could look like, go take a stroll through the campus commons, you know, go see how people are learning and working on a college campus. If you can emulate some of those things that you see and what you, and, you know, some of the things that you feel, I think you can take away a lot of really pragmatic principles and apply them to the workplace.
I love that. Recreating what they've come out of, the kind of the atmosphere that they've been used to, and putting them in a workspace that is moving their career forward and the brand's, you know, brand forward. I love it. I think you're right. We have to, we can be in one spot, but we can be remote. You know, I think too, with a lot of startups, their most challenging next move when they're trying to expand and to scale up is delegation. Trusting that person that they're recruiting to do those tasks they've been doing forever. And what tips or what have you seen for people who are, you know, hiring some of the talent that you find in the delegation process to make it easier for the startups or for the brands?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there's a lot of companies that are using personality tests like Myers-Briggs and the Culture Index and some of these other types of indices that allow them to, through a very simple, you know, 15-minute test, try to get the typology of employee that matches with their culture. So, you know, we talk about like introverts versus extroverts versus, you know, for example, we hear a lot about, you know, introverts and where they like to work and how they like to work, and extroverts, you know, the same thing, how and where they like to work. You know, it's, if you can align the expectations of what you're trying to accomplish, you know, if you're an advertising firm and you're looking for a bunch of type A's, you're probably not looking for a ton of introverted personalities, right? So, but if you're a startup accounting firm, you know, you're just looking for the doers, the people that, you know, they're happiest when they're kind of heads down, focused, getting work done. Those are the types of individuals, you know, the introverts are the maybe more aligned with what the company is trying to do and what they're trying to scale. So, you know, I'm not an expert on personality testing myself. You know, I've used them, where we work at KI, and they seem to work pretty well in aligning job type with outcome. But it would be, you know, a Culture Index is certainly something I would recommend somebody taking a look at.
I'm loving it. This is really, really a great conversation that we're having. And by the way, where can people find you, Jonathan, you and your services, and give us all your handles and social media, please?
Yeah, I mean, the best place to follow me, quite frankly, on the professional side is at LinkedIn, and you can find me. My name is right here, Jonathan Webb. I post all of my research, all my content, all of our blog posts. You can also go to ki.com. which is our main webpage, and you can go to blog.ki.com for a list of all of the topics that we've talked about today and a host of other things as well. We touch upon workplace wellness and well-being. We touch upon active design. We touch upon collegiate design driving corporate design and a host of other things as well, even tips for high-tech, fast-growth companies as well.
That's fantastic. I know that I was reading something, and I'm getting a lot of books these days. There's a lot of authors reaching out. So I got your blog confused with the book, but who knows? Maybe you'll have a book coming soon. Who knows?
maybe someday.
Okay. Well, you know, Jonathan, I want to know what you foresee. What are you working on next? What are you excited about? What is your future facing forward in the next 3 months? We're at the final quarter of 2022. What are you looking forward to?
Well, you know, we're looking forward to helping companies get back to the office. We're seeing kind of this spike now all of a sudden where companies have gone, you know, our productivity is down and we need to figure out a way to create an environment whereby people are going to want to come back to the office. So there are a couple of things that we're really working on with our clients. The first thing is developing spaces that create collaboration and engagement. You know, if I have 50 employees, it doesn't necessarily mean that I need to have 50 individual workstations for those employees. We think hybrid is probably here to stay, especially in major metros where traffic is always a concern, like in LA, for example. We want to create spaces that create engagement and a real purposeful way for people to get together, because quite frankly, a lot of employees have really just, they miss being around each other and being able to meet and discuss things in person. So that's first and foremost. And then the second thing is probably addressing the technology concerns that a lot of organizations still have. Back in March of 2020, we all became video conference experts in a matter of 8 seconds, right? We can do it here. We're talking via, this particular format right now. And it was pretty amazing, quite frankly, how easy we were all able to do it. But there are a lot of organizations that really haven't scaled up their conference rooms. They're still old. They don't have the ability for three of us to meet in person and then another three of us to be on the screen in front of us and being able to have a meaningful dialogue and connection. That technology usage and implementation within the office environment, scaling with increases of collaboration and engagement spaces, those are the two main things that we're working on with our clients over the next 3 to 6 months. I think it's going to be top of mind for a lot of organizations.
Wow, you really put your head, to the curb and listen to what people want and foreseeing. I think you're right on the money with those things. Those ideas are great. I remember when I worked at MTV, driving from Santa Monica every night back to the Valley. I would always stop and just go to the gym because the traffic was so bad. I'm like, instead of sitting on the freeway, I could be working out. And then by the time the freeway was down, I can be home. And that's just kind of what I did. So I know that having some type of wellness, like you mentioned, and fitness in there, I think that'll do wonders for people.
Yeah, and it's more than even physical well-being too. I mean, there's a mental well-being thing that I think companies need to address. It's the last 2 to 3 years have been very difficult for a lot of individuals. And listen, the office space is really just a small part of it at the end of the day. The workplace strategy is not a cure-all for everybody, certainly. But, if we can, through a meaningful workplace experience, help an organization take on some of those heartfelt issues of helping their employees be happier, feel more purposeful in what they do every single day. Boy, it does a lot for your emotional well-being, and that's something we're certainly cognizant of every single day.
Loving that thoughtfulness, mindfulness, well-being, overall well-being. Those are the type of things that will build trust and keep your clients and your brand strong. So I'm loving that. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. I'm coming towards your side of the planet. Here in a few, you're in the Midwest, right?
I am. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packers.
Okay. Oh, he's repping it.
I am. Today. It's Sunday. Yes. So we have to do
nice.
It.
Nice. Good luck. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Give everybody your website one more time in case they didn't catch it the first time.
You bet. Jonathan Webb at KI. It's www.ki.com. We're pretty easy to find.
All right, Jonathan. Keep up the great work. Check in with us again next year. Happy holidays coming up. Stay well.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. All right, you guys, that was Jonathan Webb from KK. I'll have to post his website so you guys will get into that. That's a really great conversation. I'm glad we're having that. We're reaching out there. That's if you're looking to grow your brand and get some employees and find some talent and you're delegating out as from a startup and you're moving into a medium or large space as a brand. And he's the perfect person to reach out to. If you need to find that type of talent, he recruits talent to assist businesses. And I like that he's approaching it from the future employees' perspective, and really, really great thoughtfulness there. All right, guys. I have some really exciting news about the Pandemic Project documentary. So as you know, for the last over 2 years, I've been working on the American version And I don't know why my mouth is so dry today. I might be dehydrated. There was a deadline on Monday to submit the whole film, the true whole film. Not just a trailer, because I know I've been pitching the trailer for so long. But we just submitted the full film to Tribeca Film Festival in New York and to the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. And I am so honored and excited and grateful to everyone at both film festivals for allowing us to submit. And yeah, I'm gonna be on pins and needles for a while. I mean, at least with Sundance, I'll hear back by like December 2nd. So I'll have a knowing if we're, you know, even being considered. But nevertheless, that week, the week next, in January 19th, that week of the film festival, I think it's 10 days, I'm still going to go up and have a birthday party up in Park City, and we might do a private screening up there. We're not going to show the whole film, just, you know, give a teaser. So no matter which way the wind blows, we're just, thank you so much, everyone that allowed us to submit. And as far as Tribeca goes in New York, that's going to be in June of 2023. So I'm guessing we'll know by March. I'll have to check the deadline on the website, but we'll keep you posted. So that's really exciting news, and I feel very, very grateful. Shout out to my editor, Laura. She was amazing. We were up texting, calling each other really late to get this done. Shout out to everybody at part of it, Gentry and Christopher John and our music. You know, we'll reveal who was involved with that later. We don't give away too many things, but everybody that was behind the scenes, you know, even my entertainment lawyer, like, it's been, I don't know, you guys, I this was my first time doing it, but I knew that this was an important topic. And shout out to just all the cast, everybody that offered their time, energy, attention, opinion. Thank you. There, so yeah, and then, yeah, what else? Okay, so pandemic. Okay, so then now we're gonna talk about the international version, okay? But I'm gonna wet my whistle because I don't know why my mouth is so dry. Hold on. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the international version, okay? The pandemic film. So that is the one where I just pretty much finished traveling. 32 countries in 20 plus months. I think it was actually like 22 months because I came home, came back, went back and forth. But at any rate, that's a pretty fast pace. So I'm getting better. I'm feeling better. I burned myself out, completely did. You know, because usually with these things, you have a lot more support. And of course, I'm grateful for the support I have, but it was a very lean crew. Myself and maybe like one other once in a while, but it was really a lot of work, you guys. And so to pump it out this quickly, and you're raising capital in real time, and you're giving updates, and you're, you know, I can relate to you startups more than anything, because this was a startup film company, a startup documentary film. And I was learning and going and just kind of doing it how best I knew how, looking at some other people and how they did it, but really just going for it. So I think the lesson in that is just that when you know that you know something is for you, or you know, you don't have to see the whole way. I would say that, but it's true. I did not. There'd be days. Listen, I'm writing a book. I'm not going to spill all the tea here. I know you guys want some though. listen, all the stories, all the people, you know, I'm just proud of what we were able to pull off. But I'm saying all that to say, November, I'm leaving again. Maybe I'm addicted to travel. Maybe I like that sound of the stamp. I don't know. But yeah, we're leaving again. And so I want to give you the city. Sam, if Tiffany rings in, don't put her in until 4:30 because I want to just give everybody these city updates. All right. Okay. And I know it's long-winded, but I need 5 more minutes. Okay. all right. So this is going to be like the B-roll wrap-up. B-roll is just, you know, extra footage in case you need an edit or transition shots, or, you know, you always want to shoot more and have more to choose from than less, right? So this trip is going to be also, there's some brands and places that we're staying that were very helpful and generous. So we want to incorporate them in the film, and we're giving you full transparency. Like how I was able to do this, I'm going to reveal all that in the book as much as I can to honor our non-disclosures with companies and brands. But for the most part, I think I've been walking guys kind of through the how I'm doing this. But, you know, it's been a lot of support from the community because we're able to travel to places that people couldn't go at that time in the name of a documentary, right? So, all right. So with that being said, this next trip is going to be the final for the pandemic film, even though we're technically wrapped. But it will be the first trip for the endemic film. Now, the endemic project documentary is the third installation. So you have the pandemic project documentary, which is the American version, the pandemic film, which is the international version, and the endemic project documentary, which is the wrap out of kind of, it's the cause and effect, right? So supply chain, divorces, baby boom, whatever, right? Just the cause and effects. Like, okay, the cause was pandemic. How are we affected? How are we ending up? So the endemic project will address a lot of those things because a lot of things have changed, right? So I created a genre called a docu-trilogy, and we'll see how it goes. I've been told that this should only be one film, but it's just such a big topic. I just felt like I couldn't cover it in 90 minutes. There's just too many stories and too many topics, right? Like, don't you guys want to see more of that rather than less? So with that being said, the pandemic project wrap-up B-roll / endemic project documentary travel shoot for November will be, we're going to start off in New York, right? We've got to go to the East Coast. We're going to go straight up to Montreal. So if you guys have any stories, if you know any people in these areas, please email us or message, just, you know, do a message in the chat and include your email or DM. Although I don't know how you're going to DM me here because I don't really check anymore. I'm kind of burnt out on that. There's a lot of crazy things going on in the DMs these days. All right. So after Montreal, or it's Montreal. I don't know how to say it. I got to brush up on my parlez-vous français. After Montreal, it will be Iceland again. And I'm going there for B-roll purposes, but Iceland's beautiful. So any chance to go to Iceland, I'm going. After that, it'll be Stockholm, Sweden, Luxembourg, and Cairo, Egypt. And if I have money, energy, and time, Johannesburg, South Africa. Now that's being very ambitious for the month of November. Hopefully I'll be home for some tofu turkey for Thanksgiving, but I don't know. I don't really even know about that. So that's the plan. I think there's a stop in, yeah, that's it. Those are the cities and countries. So if you guys know anybody that has a story there, we would love to have them reach out, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. But that's great. So the next person up is an inspirational person, an inspirational brand. Her name is Tiffany. And there she is, our victor. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. Okay. Welcome to LA Talk Radio. Thank you for being here on the startup.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be
You're
here.
You're so welcome. Yes, and I'm thankful that you made time. I know Sundays are family days, and you know I'm the craziest person to start my show, but I feel like Sunday is the best way to start your week. So I try to ease in, you know, right around dinner time. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell the viewers and listeners who you are and what your brand is. All right. Tiffany froze on us, but she'll be back. I'm sure she'll be back. All right. Let's give it a try. Hi, Tiffany. Go ahead. And
I'm sorry. I saw not be it sorry. Spinning.
That's okay. I've seen it happen on the news, so we're in good company. Why don't you go ahead and say who you are and what your brand is?
Yeah. So Tiffany Hamilton, president and CEO of Victorware. Which is an inspirational activewear brand dedicated to empowering and employing the autism community. I started the company, we launched the company actually in August. So, I'm sorry, in April, about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago, with my teenage son who is autistic. And really, he's the inspiration behind the brand. 85% of people with autism are either unemployed or unemployed. And I don't want that to be him. I don't want that to be anyone. So I really, we created this company as a way to provide job opportunities to the autism community. Our goal is to grow as big as we can. And also to inspire. That is a real big part of our brand, is resilience, inspiring triumph over obstacles. And we do that through content, through community, and through the inspirational slogans on our shirts.
Yes, and I actually have one today.
Yes,
Victoria.
Yes. I love
it. I'm wearing
it.
Awesome. I'm channeling it, and we're gonna definitely put some more love out there. You guys are really just wonderful people. I had the pleasure of meeting Tiffany, her son, her husband, and the team is just, what they're contagious. Once you meet them, you're like, I want to help. I love them. I want to see them win. And they were with us at the gifting suite, and they're going to be doing some stuff. We're not going to reveal yet, but they're going to be doing some stuff with us really soon again. And I'm just really grateful that we have a platform like this. I think a lot of communities, especially in the pandemic time, you know, were hit hard, and you're creating a lane for a topic that's kind of rough to talk about. You know, there's a lot of, and especially like, not to make it just about Black people, but in the Black community, you know, sometimes speaking about these things, these challenges can be rough because we don't want to seem weak, or, mm-hmm. you know, we have a lot of different obstacles already, and you don't want to admit that your kid is needing some different attention and some different support. Yep. What has been your experience with that?
Yeah, and yes, you are spot on. It can be challenging in the Black community. You know, Isaiah is my only one. I have two unofficial stepkids. So by the way, yeah, he hasn't put a ring on it yet.
Oh, so. All right. Well, hey, let's mark the date. What's today? Because I saw, I got a wedding email about, do you want to get married on 11/11/22? That's a good number. Just putting it up.
It is a good number. Yeah. So, but yeah, I have two unofficial stepkids, but you know, yeah. I think being a first time mom, I was just very extremely cautious and conscientious with Isaiah, you know, watching his every developmental move, and trying to make sure that things were on track. And I'm so glad I did, because I really urged his pediatrician for a developmental evaluation when I saw that he wasn't walking, although he did walk within the normal, on the late side of the normal time range. But at the same time, you know, getting that developmental evaluation, which flagged developmental delays, made all the difference in his life. I mean, you've met Isaiah. He is absolutely incredible.
He really is. He jumps in there. He knows what he wants to say, and it's on.
He amazes me every day, and just, you know, how far he's come. But it's the early intervention that has made that possible. So that's the thing. I mean, I think as parents, you generally like would do anything for your kids. And I would say, you know, anything includes just being very watchful of their development and getting help that they need, because it can change their lives.
That's wonderful. And I guess, you know, heck yeah, you'd be so excited. It's your first child. You want the best. I can only imagine just, you know, and then I think the hard question to ask, and because, you know, you want to be thoughtful how you approach things, but what is autism, in case people don't know, or they don't know how to ask or frame it where it's not rude, or what is autistic, mm-hmm. and why is it a problem, or why is it so different, or is it even a problem?
Yes. Yeah, so, well, and I love the way you put that, because to me, I don't see it as a problem. I just see it as a different way the brain is wired. But autism is a developmental disability that it is autism spectrum disorder. So spectrum is the most important word because it is a spectrum ranging from, you know, highly functioning, you know, genius to having a lot of challenges with speech and social skills and yeah, and just sort of behavior in general. So it is a spectrum, and if you've met someone with autism, you've met someone with autism, because every case is different.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to talk about the future of Victor Ware. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have in store? I know, like, you just started in April. So this is the final quarter of the year. I mean, it's a perfect time to buy some presents for Christmas or Hanukkah and support a startup, Black-owned, autism-supporting building brand. Where does the money go to? What's the vision when they buy a shirt or some items off your website?
Yeah. And thank you for asking. So our website is victorware.com. So right now we're primarily selling tees and hoodies. And we have lots of different styles, some with our logo, which you can see here, right over here. Yes. our logo, you know, very big and prominent. It's a V and W, and it kind of looks like a flame. We're all about resilience, so that has a lot of symbolism to us. But also, you know, inspiring slogans, all kinds of great stuff on there. Check us out, victorware.com, and also on Facebook and Instagram at VictorWareCO, VictorWareCo.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some cute styles there. I don't know how you had time between April and now to design all those designs.
We've been busy.
I mean, you don't sleep, lady.
I'm telling you.
The hustle is real, right? But what have you learned just as a startup, as a first time like business owner, managing family and life, and like any like little nuggets of advice for someone that's looking to get into this line of work that you can't be weak.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be determined and persistent. You cannot give up. And for me, Isaiah is my inspiration. So yes, he is worth like the sleepless nights and all the effort that we put into this. But I would say, as far as what I've learned too, you know, it's really about time management, like those little bits of time. Like even if you spend, you know, let's say a half hour daily on your business, like that time adds up, and you just have to be committed to allocating time towards your business, because those small wins add up to big wins, and you have to just stick with it. I mean, we've right now we're really trying to raise funds. And we have applied for different grants and we've been turned down, and we're just not letting that stop us. We are continuing. I feel like if you stay the course, and if it's meant to be, you know, things will come our way, and lots already has. So we're thrilled.
Well, I know that one in five. Yeah, and I think that they say one in five are on the spectrum in America, right? So you're definitely not going to be alone as far as people wanting to tap into the support system that you're building. So I think right now at the last quarter of 2022, what a better way to get a write-off, guys, going to victorware.com or victorware.co and buying some t-shirts, making a donation. People can also go to your, there's a PayPal donation button on your website, I believe. And they can get a tax write-off, right?
So actually, we are for-profit. So we're not nonprofit. So you can't get a tax write-off. However, 10% of each and every product sold supports Special Olympics Virginia. We're here in Virginia. And Isaiah is actually a Special Olympian. So you wow. will be supporting a good cause and ultimately helping to empower and employ the autism community. So please check us out.
VictorWare.com. Tiffany, thank you so much. Yes, VictorWare.com. We'll see you soon. Tiffany, thank you for taking time on a Sunday and stay victorious.
Yes, thank you for having me. Take care.
You're welcome. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We have one more guest. Hopefully he's coming to the building here soon. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you met Tiffany and her son and her significant other, what a beautiful family. And VictorWare.com, VictorWare.co. I wonder where my guest is. In the meantime, if you're not following me on Instagram, you should. At the Startup with Monique LeRae. I also want to give a shout out to La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for your sponsorship and support at the Let's Fuck Cancer charity last night. I hope I didn't forget anybody. Michael Solberg, La Casa del Camino. Oh, Chef Moore. He gave away a dining experience that got auctioned off. Shout out to Chef Chris Moore and his wife, Monique Moore. Thank you so much for your support. Kara Kitt, Pop Art Pop Star Bites. I think that's everybody, right? All right. Well, it doesn't look like our last guest is here yet, but hopefully he's going to be signing in soon. What else, guys? There's so many things going on. Casa LA, if you want to be involved with that, we would love to hear from you if you have any swag bag items or donate, if you want to donate any wine. Although Michael Solberg Family Wines takes really good care of us there. The Drag Brunch this Sunday, a week from today, with Matt Sarafa from Project Runway on Bravo TV. He'll be our host again. If you want tickets, go to Eventbrite and type in Drag Brunch Laguna or Drag Brunch Matt Sarafa. We'll also be doing some press next Saturday, so we'll have to post that info. And shout out, yeah, to Commodore Restaurant, La Casa del Camino. They'll be housing us. It's going to be a great time. Bottomless mimosas, drag. It's a costume contest also. It's a Halloween costume contest, so that's important to remember. I don't know if my other guest is going to make it. We're two out of three right now. But that's okay. I know that life gets busy and a lot of the startups, you know, it really is. I love what Tiffany said. It's really time management because they do add up. Like there's times where you want to take a nap and you need to take a nap. But if you could carve out 30 minutes to get something done, like before I get on my red eye tonight, I got a pile of stuff I need to get done. And you just push yourself, but you get to the next thing and you feel better. You feel like you could check that off the list. Also, I think just to piggyback on the time management point that Tiffany made and make a little daily checklist, like let's say you have a big list. If you could just take three things off that list and get done every day, that list is going to go away. So, you know, don't be overwhelmed with the whole thing. And I sometimes have to approach a lot of things that way. You know, even if it's like a large sum we want to raise for something or I need to pay something for my brand, you know, I have to chip away at it. Whew. All right. All right, guys. Why don't you do me a favor? If you haven't seen it already, if you could go to YouTube, check out the Pandemic Project documentary trailer. We would love for you to see that award-winning trailer nominated. We got a combination of eight nominations, selections, and wins. So that's pretty huge. So thank you so much to all the film festivals that included us in their film fest and awarded us. So it's the Pandemic Project documentary on YouTube. Give a like, give a follow, however you want to do it. I think that is it. So you're updated on the films, you're updated on the charity stuff, you're updated on November. I don't have anything planned for December. What do you guys think about that? That doesn't sound like me, right? Oh, also, if you have any ideas, if you're looking for some help with producing anything that you're thinking if it may it be a web series that you're looking to start and you don't know how to produce it. I have a really great team, really great camera, editor, myself. I will be available in December. I don't have anything in the books. So if you need my services, you can email me CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. I don't think my next guest is going to show up. So we're going to have to reschedule them, but that's okay. So next Sunday will be Drag Brunch, and I'll be coming to you after the party. So that'll be fun. I'll probably be doing it here. We might do it at the venue. We'll see. We'll see what the mood is like. It'll be very festive. I'll probably be dressed up. Another excuse to dress up for Halloween. I'll probably dress up for that event and on Halloween's show, which will wind up on the 30th. What are you guys doing for Halloween? Any ideas? We want to also give a shout out. Let's see who else. Oh, Lady Ray J in St. Louis. Shout out Lady Ray. I haven't shouted her in a while. I hope she's doing well. I hope the channel's doing well. Yeah. Wow, guys, there's just been so much support for the charities that we've been working on and just everybody hustled. Again, Leah, I can't thank you enough. You really just went out of your way to be like the top notch wine. And it was good to look around the room and all the servers were holding the bottles. And it was heartwarming to see that. The service, by the way, shout out to the Fuck Cancer Charity, the company that you guys hired for the catering. Above and beyond, everybody was a talent. And I wish I remember the name because it was a long day, but there was a catering company there that every single server, wait staff, I want to say the right term, but the service staff, they poured the drinks, they gave us the food, like just the way they're engaging. They all had personality. They weren't just standing there. They were happy to be there. It didn't feel like hired, hourly service staff. It felt like they were part of the event. So whomever, I know, shout out to Lainey because she put the thing together, but shout out. You could tell when you get good service, you know? And I kind of pride California for that in general. I think that you go a lot of places everywhere and California service, and if you want it, we'll give it to you. The quality is good. You're gonna have to pay, but and of course, you know, I love other places. I won't say the name, but sometimes they might pop an attitude with you. But it's still entertaining nonetheless. But great location, great service, beautiful people, wonderful event. So I think job well done. So congratulations. Yeah, I think that we're all caught up, you guys. And we'll reschedule our last guest, okay? It's a musical guest. Very talented young man. I'm excited to share that with you. Sam, I'm trying to run the clock down so we can be a whole 50 minutes. So bear with me. Shout out to Sam here at LA Talk Radio and the team. He's always holding me down. Okay, so the next show, we've got some great guests as well, the next show. It will include a PR firm founder. Oh, we're going to have Vanessa from Pop Art. She'll be here with us next Sunday. That's going to be cool. I want to ask her about that logo, how she came up with it. Oh, we're going to have the Journeyman next week. Okay, that's going to be fun, guys. Wait till you hear about the Journeyman in Canada. Who else we're going to have? I think that's it. I might throw someone else in there, but it's a full show next weekend. And that's going to be really, really great. Just real quick to tease it out. The Journeyman do guided, how do I put it? Guided explorations of the third eye kind. I got to get the right slogan from them because I don't want to mess it up, but they're based in Canada and they've helped a lot of like CEOs and entrepreneurs around the world kind of open another part of themselves mentally and spiritually to unlock creativity and unblock other things. And I think it's a mushroom guided situation. I can't wait to speak to them because I'm curious. Everybody's been talking about, you know, like microdosing mushrooms and, you know, alleviating stress and opening up your creativity. And what do you guys think about that? That's going to be kind of cool. So shout out to Rob and Gary at the Journeyman. We'll see what that's all about. And we're going to have some pop art pop stars because these are so tasty. That's it, you guys. Have a beautiful day. Be safe. Be well. And as always, what will you start up today? I'll see you next weekend, okay? Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.